This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. It appears Iran's ballistic missile strikes in Iraq produced no casualties. The attacks targeted two Iraqi airbases that host U.S. troops. The move came after Iranian leaders had threatened to retaliate for the American drone airstrike that killed Qasem Soleimani. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called the missile attacks a slap in the face to the United States and said today that military action against the U.S. is not enough. And President Hassan Rouhani said the real revenge for killing Qasem Soleimani would be to force the U.S. out of the region. Meanwhile, governments are urging the United States and Iran to take steps to de-escalate tensions. And there are at least suggestions that Tehran's overnight missile strikes were far less than what some had anticipated from Iran, especially given that it avoided the American troop areas that both bases involved. As the world ponders the meaning of the attacks, Thomas Warrick of the Atlantic Council says they were carefully calibrated by Tehran.
So it appears as though the Iranians chose to respond with surface-to-surface missiles in order to make a very precise point. They were trying to retaliate, but in a way that they controlled, so that rather than doing it through one of their proxy militias, it would be in the hands of the IRGC commanders and the Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. So it's clear they wanted to try to control what was done.
U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to deliver a nationwide TV address an hour from now. What he says clearly could dictate where the Iran crisis goes from here. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says there were no survivors from a Ukraine International Airlines plane that crashed after taking off today from Tehran Airport. The flight was bound for Kyiv and was carrying 167 passengers and 9 crew members. From Washington, this is VOA News. With tensions rising,